For the most part, car thefts in Unalaska occur when someone gets into the wrong pickup truck at the grocery store without realizing it. Not so this week. Over the course of 24 hours, two different men were arrested for stealing vehicles on the island while under the influence of alcohol. The first joyride occurred on Monday afternoon. According to Sergeant Mike Coleman, Reuben Roberts of Unalaska faces charges of vehicle theft, DUI, concealment, reckless driving, and leaving the scene of an accident. The 34-year-old allegedly stole a van from Alaska Ship Supply, and after that, the sequence of events sounds like something straight out of the Grand Theft Audio video game series. Holman explains what happened.
He started at Alaska Ship from what they were able to piece together. It sounds like he started at Alaska Ship, stole the vehicle, drove out to OSI, applied for a job, was turned down, got upset, drove off recklessly, going real fast, went to the library, drove through the parking lot, ran into a vehicle, took off, went through the Unicy complex, spun a bunch of roadies, caused damage to four other vehicles, made somebody jump behind a car because of flying rocks, then drove back to Alaska Ship and ditched the vehicle.
Roberts was then arrested at Alaska Ship Supply, where he was allegedly trying to steal a bottle of champagne.
I'm not sure what the dollar value of the champagne was, but he had it hidden in the front of his pants when he was contacted.
In addition to damaging a handful of vehicles, Roberts' driving also allegedly caused windows at the Harborview Bar and Grill to break. The total value of the damage has not yet been determined. The second theft occurred just after 5 on Tuesday morning. Officers saw a car parked on the sidewalk in front of the PCR with the lights on and a driver passed out at the wheel. William Rose of Meade, Washington had allegedly stolen a pickup truck from one of the managers at Pacific Stevedoring. The 40-year-old refused field sobriety tests and could not explain why he had stolen the vehicle.
He only would tell us that he'd made some bad choices last night and he needed to take responsibility for them.
Rose also faces charges of vehicle theft and driving under the influence.